Good afternoon. What can I do for you today?
How'd Nick look to you?
It's okay. Little by little.
Is there anything new on Michael Boley?
No. They were going to run him today, and I haven't seen him. I'll speak with him and see how he felt. But there's nothing else that I can tell you.
How is Rivers looking at that spot?
Rivers has played pretty well. He's gotten better each week. Practiced well. Special teams, he's done a nice job. Good run.
Good job.
Well, there's a ray of hope. That's all. So we're just going to hang in there as long as we can. I'm not going to be able to give you all the medical stuff. He is on his medication. There is a chance that he could come back and play. That's what we've been told. So we're just going to hang in there as long as we can. See if they can determine, where he is and how fast that he would be able to play and all that stuff.
Did something change, or did he just?
No, nothing. Well, nothing changed. He went and had another opinion, and a little more positive would be the way to say it. Which we're happy about, by the way. Practice is being less?
A little less physical.
Well, what happens when you get into these kind of days, it becomes carded because the weeks are short. So, you have this week, every day is carded. And that's the way it is in the regular season. And that part of it alone takes just a little bit off the sting away from playing your own defense and your own offense and that type of thing. So we're getting good, the good reps. They're not, maybe not as physical. They're from a cardiovascular sense, they're fine. It did warm up a little bit today. And so we're getting good work, but it's not training camp, quote unquote, work. It's the opponent is becomes a bigger factor, especially when you're talking about number three.
Do you have to change anything else major when you're preparing for two games in the space of 5 days?
No, unfortunately, we've done this a few times, and we take them, one day at a time, but we do realize that probably over the course of the next 5 weeks, there'll be some unusual things that'll take place from a scheduling standpoint.
Now, do you know yet whether Hakeem might see any action?
I'm going to watch him pray. We're going to watch him practice here for a couple of days and see.
Any update on Beaton?
No, unfortunately, no.
Would you be willing to let Wilson start just to see what he does with the first team?
He's practiced. He's taken a bunch of snaps here. If he doesn't, he'll get many snaps. He probably won't start, but he'll get many snaps.
Comment? For the second opinion on Rodgers, he wouldn't have to take blood thinners?
No, he's taking some type of thing, but there's... Again, you're getting me stuck here. I can get you something that makes more sense to you from a medical standpoint. But there is a second opinion. He is on a different kind of a medication, and that medication is supposedly something that can be dealt with after a certain amount of time. But, whether it's 5, 6 weeks, whatever, I'm not sure.
Tom, third game, do you look for, you're evaluating still, but you're also looking for the execution from your group. So is it a little bit?
Well, it's getting closer. There's 16 days we play, regular season game. So we're, it's time for, you're running a lot of bodies in and out, and it's not quite the continuity you'd like to have, but still it's, offensively, we need to go. We need to get something done here. And we have some people that need to show that. So, yes, there's, quite frankly, we've had a special teams error in both games. That's got to be eliminated. We've got to put the ball in the end zone. That's something that is a challenge for the offensive team. The defense played well last week. We had the ball run on us the week before, so it's a consistency thing. Can we go do that week in and week out against a team that, scored a lot of points the other day and moved right down the field, advancing the ball in the air, is a good football team. So, yeah, it's time for us to start to move in the direction of the execution and the performance being at a high level.
Tom, how would you characterize the progression of Will Hill the last few weeks?
Will Hill played very well in the first preseason game. He played well after he got going a little bit in the second preseason game. And he continues to do a good job with his special teams assignments. He's pretty much on all these teams. So there's definite improvement there. And like I said, he's very motivated.
Tom, are you confident the message was sent to JPB and Prince and the team?
I'm confident, yes. I'm confident.
You guys were good enough.
Well, I'm confident that the understanding of what we said in training camp came to bear with an unfortunate example, and I think the guys all understand it.
Is Hill the example of a young guy who sort of gets it all of a sudden?
Well, if you take it away from somebody and they don't have it, and then they see that perhaps they have an opportunity and they want it bad enough, it'd be a nice story for the kid if he can put it all together.